If a door was open and you didn't want it open, you'd ask someone to...
Close.
Okay. What would be another way of saying that?
Shut.
Okay. Overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a frame house are called... Overlapping
horizontal... Clapboard? We don't use that much.
Did he drive the nail? Yes, he...
He did. He drove it. That's what you want.
Okay, yeah, that's what I want. Before a wire can be strung on a fence, posts have to be...
Set.
Okay. And what's another way of saying that? Okay. Set will be fine. Let's see. You say, the nail has been...
Driven.
The top of a house outside is called the...
Roof.
And rain rolls down the roof and into the...
Gutter.
Okay. Now, is a gutter suspended from the roof? Or is it
yes.
a part of the roof?
It's, well, we have both ways. My gutter's practically all gone now, but this one on the porch is part of the roof.
Uh-huh.
And the downspouts, of course, and then the other gutters suspended from just under the eaves.
Let's see, on a house in between, it might have some peaks, you know, in the roof.
Gable.
And what do you call the areas between the gables? Do you have a term for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people call them a valley.
Well, that's...
Or is that different
that's
now?
Good, yes, that valley. I've got some long valleys up here. I was just misunderstood. I thought you were talking about the triangle of the gable. What is that?
The
valleys, yes, we have some valleys that give a lot of trouble too.
Okay, you mean things get stuck in?
No, they're just long valleys and the water's slow getting off sometimes. They had lots of trouble, but then it got fixed all right.
Before everybody had indoor plumbing, a separate building was used. What was this building called?
Locally, it was called a privy.
Okay. Let's see. Has he got troubles? Yes, he... What troubles?
Has troubles.
Okay. Would you ever say has got? Or would you always say has?
Ordinarily, I wouldn't.
Okay. Would you ever use the word got at all?
Do I use the word got? Yeah, plenty of times, yes.
Okay.
I don't use gotten much.
So you just use it in the present tense then?
Oh, no, I have got. That would be the past. So he got what he did get. But I mean, the word G-O-T-T-E-N, I rarely ever use it. I find in your writing it's confusing.
Well, that's interesting. So you'd say, you might say then, he has got troubles?
Oh, yes. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So then you'd say, he has got troubles, and we...
Have got troubles with it.
And I have...
I have got trouble.
Okay, and you?
That's you've got all the way through.
Okay.
With have, of course.
Let's see now. Has he ever heard this? Let's see, have you ever heard the Star Spangled Banner? Yes, many times.
Have heard it? Is that what you want?
Have you been with Tom? No, I
haven't.
Okay. Has he been with Tom? No, he
hasn't.
Okay. If somebody turns to you and says, have you seen it? You might answer, no, I
never saw it, and that's
okay.
What you want, yes.
Or I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. Has he
I
seen
I don't say I seen it when you done it.
Okay. That's what we're getting at. Has he seen it? No.
He hasn't.
Okay. If somebody says, have you seen him? You might say, well, I've never seen him, but I've heard
of him, yes.
Okay.